Leschewski?
Here.
Pelosimo?
Present.
Frieders?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Turles?
Here.
Hernandez?
Here.
Quorum is established.
Any amendments to tonight's agenda? There are no presentations, so we will go right into public hearing. So we'll open up public hearing for Casey's Retail Company. Petitioner has filed an application with the United City of Yorkville requesting annexation pursuant to an annexation agreement of a tract of property into the city's municipal boundary. The tract of property is generally located south of US Route 34, west of McHugh Road. A total of two parcels are proposed to be annexed pursuant to the annexation agreement, 1107 McHugh Road and 9230 Route 34 Veterans Highway. So at this point, we will open it up to the public. If anyone has any comments they would like to make on the record, please step up to the podium and sign in. Please state your name clearly for the record.
A business, a gas station that's going to have a rear or entrance or exit also onto this street. This is basically a blind corner. If any of you have ever driven this, you know what I'm talking about, and if you haven't before, you should come by and try it out. Because the amount of time you have from traffic coming northeast on the queue to determine if you can make a safe right turn out onto the queue road isn't a whole lot. And now we're talking about adding a fourth area that we need to look for. It's essentially going to be a four-way intersection right here. This gas station is going to introduce semi-traffic. They're going to have to get in there with their tanker and their supply trucks. And I don't feel that they're going to make the left turn out at 34. I feel that they're going to go ahead and take the easiest option, which is to come around the back of the building to the south and head down the McHugh Road, which is going to funnel traffic out in different directions down Salmonock Road and all the other outlets off of McHugh Road. I think you guys know that this location isn't the best. I've had some conversations with some of you. From a safety perspective, it's problematic. It's going to increase traffic through our subdivision. We've already had a fatality and a near miss, which I mentioned at the last meeting. An individual lost control of their car, ended up on the front lawn of a residence. And this is just going to entice more people to cut through Heartland Subdivision to get over to this gas station. So again, you know, what is your vision for Yorkville? I asked you guys that question last time I was up here. You know, we are asking for a business. I understand Mr. Pilmer, I have the utmost respect for him. He has the right to sell his land. We're not contesting that, obviously. But we would like to see a business here on that corner that we would support that will not compromise the safety of our residents. And the amount of effort I put into, you know, being vocal about this and fighting this, I would like to say right now that I will put the same amount of effort into getting our subdivision behind a business that we would support and not fight going in at this location. You have my word on that. You know, like I said, we've got a petition going right now. You'll be getting postcards mailed to you. We had a fundraiser, not a fundraiser, but a gathering in our neighborhood park this weekend to get petitions. So those will be coming your way too. But some of my other resident neighbors and friends will be making comments tonight as well. But again, it all comes down to safety. And I appreciate you guys and your patience and your attention on the matter. But this location is not a good location. move it across the street. We originally thought this was going to go on the north side of 34, and nobody really had a problem with that, but now it's going to back right up to our sub. Thank you.
Thank you.
Since then, they've cleaned up some trees. Still got to gun it to get out there.
It's just a terrible area. We're very passionate about our neighborhood. Obviously, you know, we come to all these things to disagree. We'd just like to support something else there and not have it be a Casey's gas station.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Hello, my name is Nicole Swanson. I live at 1060 McHugh Road. I have a problem with the Casey's gas station being located on the corner of McHugh and 34 for the reason that it is 250 feet away from my property line. Right now, as I live on McHugh, in my front yard, every day I drive past, or every day I'm out there, people are speeding past, there's so much traffic already, people throw garbage into my yard, there's no sidewalks, kids cut through my yard right now as it is. I just feel like it's not a proper place for a gas station to be. You know, I don't think that anyone else on McHugh Road wants to be that close to a Casey's gas station. I know that I don't want to see it outside my window every single time I go outside to water my flowers or go outside to try to relax after a long day of work to look at the back of a gas station or the back of a dumpster that's in the back of a gas station and, you know, have lights on all the time during business hours for it. Also, you know, there is a Shell gas station that's a mile and a half away, and there's a BP gas station that's 0.6 miles away. But there are no gas stations to the north, to Sugar Grove. There are no gas stations to the east, to Oswego. And there are no gas stations to the west, to Plano. I'd love to have a Casey's in Yorkville, but I think it should be put somewhere else where it's in need of a gas station, you know, because we don't really need three gas stations within a two-mile radius. And I just, really being a resident of McHugh Road, would really appreciate not having it there. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Please state your name for record, sir.
Yes, sir. Your Honor, Jesse, I live over on the south side of town. The reason I'm speaking is because you have to watch out for your neighbors if you don't speak out, even though this is on the opposite end of town. Whatever can happen on this end of town sets a precedent and allows something else. It just could give government more power if we remain silent. This is something Patrick Henry talked about when he said, when it came to the jury, it was up to my neighbors to take care of me. So, with that being said, I understand about the business, adding another business and everything. I am pro-business, all right? Unlike my friend Toy Hutchison, who's in the Illinois Senate, who believes to start a business in Illinois is a privilege. I believe it is a right, okay? But with those rights, for example, I have a First Amendment right, I have a Second Amendment right. Those are my rights. Those are granted to me. However, my rights end where other people begin, okay? And we have to take, I believe that we have to take consideration into the people that have been living there. They're the ones that have paid the taxes. They're the ones that have built up the city, okay? They're the ones that make the, that suffer every day. They're the ones that get up early in the morning with their kids and everything, dragging to school and everything. They're the ones that make the sacrifices. And I think that it sends a very, I'm not sure how to say it, but I think you need to really keep in mind that there's just too many cases nowadays in which government goes forward with an idea or an experience or an experiment, and it's the people that pay the consequences. And I believe I'm with them. If Casey's wants to open, if they have a right to open, but let's put it in a different place that doesn't interfere with the rights, their property rights, and their human rights. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Justice. We have anyone else?
My name is Ken Heitz. I also reside on Portland Drive. And like the things have already been stated, I'm against it for the obvious reasons. One thing I did want to point out is so many people come to Yorkville to go to the water park. And I cannot tell you the number of people that have said to me, I cannot believe that there's not a gas station by the water park. We would love to be able to pick up sandwiches. We would love to be able to fill up a tank of gas. And there's people that come from Plainfield, Las Vegas, all over. And I just, you know, that seems to be like a great location and would be very, very busy. Like the previous person stated, there's no gas station in Sugar Grove. But there's a definite need for it. If I could count the number of times that somebody said at the water park, man, I wish there would be something that I could run and grab sandwiches or snacks or drinks for my kids before I went in. So it just would be very busy there. And obviously, with the stoplight being there, it would be a much better location, in my opinion. But I agree with all of the other statements that were said. Vicky was really turned into a fast pass line from all the way across. People cut on the queue to avoid going on 47. And it has, either way, on Portland subdivision, it has become very dangerous. I have a 17-year-old who has almost been hit several times. I've almost been hit several times. You look 2 seconds later, if you are not slamming on it, there's a car coming around the corner. So either way, out of our subdivision, it's very, very dangerous. But people are using that to cut across to avoid the traffic, and they're taking the queue and putting multiple across, getting on Sonomax and then head down 47. So there's a lot of traffic, and for those people that are saying that there's not, I encourage you to camp out and share, spend a little time on the road.
Anyone else like to be heard? Yes, sir.
Thank you. My name is Ryan Swanson. I'm with Art Design Resources. We're the consultant of the Casey's. Just a few things I'd like to address. I appreciate the neighbor's comments. A couple specific things I'd like to just bring up. This property being on a major arterial and at least a collector street, the highest and best use of the property is commercial. And as any retailer, truck traffic has been brought up, any retailer will have truck deliveries. Depending on the retailer, you know, that can vary, but there's going to be trucks there, as there already are, to the east. One of the staff conditions that has been brought up that we're in concurrence with is to limit truck traffic to left turn only on the queue. And Casey says no problem with that. Operationally, they can enforce that, as well as we can sign it on the site, so we can, you know, limit that. These uses, in terms of overall traffic, these uses tend to capture existing traffic, at least as a majority of the traffic they have. Just anecdotally, you know, if you need gas, typically you don't make a special trip for that. It's not to say this won't generate some traffic, I'm not going to say that here, but a majority of these uses are what they call pass-by trips. That's folks on their way to and from work or to and from a different event that'll stop by and pick things up, convenience items or fuel or what have you, food. The last thing I want to mention, the driveways and visibility. You know, we're going to follow all applicable city requirements. Work with the city engineer in terms of the sight lines, visibility, everything that's required, both from an engineering standpoint, safety standpoint, to make sure that we're complying and it's safe. Both driveways, in fact, are safe. So, just want to address those few things real quickly. I appreciate the comments and appreciate what's happening.
Thank you. Anyone else have any comments for record? Okay, hearing none, we'll go ahead and close public hearing. Thank you for all the comments. Now we'll move on to citizen comments on any other items that are on the agenda this evening. Do we have any other citizen comments on items on the agenda?
This is not a comment about the agenda items. However, I
make a comment, though. We have a short agenda, so go ahead.
Well, I'm just here on behalf of Kendall County Cats. I just would like to announce that we're going to start our eighth season on October 15th. And CADS is dedicated to provide temporary and safe shelter and nourishing food to men, women, and children within Kendall County. I'd like to tell you that CADS is manned by 600 volunteers in the last 7 years. We've got 196,000 hours of volunteer service. And we are very much in need of volunteers. That keeps our program going. One thing that we've learned through this program is that we could not do without networking with other organizations, and we are so much in debt to the Kendall County Sheriff's Department and our other municipalities, law enforcement municipalities. We also are in debt to the Kendall County Community Food Pantry, the Kendall County Health Department, and all of the seven sites, the churches, within our county that house this program. We also provide transportation so that we work with the YMCAs and other businesses to provide services for our guests. But we have discovered, as all of you probably know, that homelessness is not going away. In 2010, if you would have told me that we had the number of homeless in Yorkville, I would have said no. But I've seen it. I've been a site coordinator for the 8th year now. And it's not just a church problem, it's a community problem. And there's two areas that we really need help in. One of them, I said, is volunteers. So it requires 4.5 hours once a month for 6 months. And the other thing that we are really in need of is a warming center. And our sites close at 7 in the morning. They have nowhere to go. If you look in this city, there is nothing that's open for them between the hours of 7 and 10. And I think this is a problem that, as a community, we need to address. Actually, this room would make a really nice warming center. Just something to think about. So the board of directors would be very grateful for any level of involvement from the citizens, businesses, and government entities throughout Kendall County. And you can contact our director, Ann Engelhardt, or look us up online, www.kendallcountycats.org. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other citizen comments? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular city council meeting of July 11, 2017, and July 25, 2017, as presented.
Second.
Any comments or questions or corrections on minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving minutes as presented, please state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, moving on to mayor's report. I will entertain a motion to award contract for the Bicentennial Riverfront Park Fishing Fair and Canoe Kayak Launch to S&K Excavating in an amount not to exceed $175,000.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
Will this be ready before the park?
Before the playground?
Mm-hmm.
It really depends on a lot of factors. So.
Thank you.
Oh, you sound like a politician, huh?
Mm-hmm. I dress for the occasion.
Yes, sir.
When we got this space, did we have an idea of like the steps for like the pier and the fence and all that? The prices from the different bidders ranged so dramatically that it actually jumped up to the pages to what a variety of ranges there were, which worried me that maybe the specs were not tight enough to really lay out what we wanted if we had such a variety of prices. I just want to make sure if we're approving it, we're getting what we all have in our minds that we're supposed to get.
No, I can answer that. That's a very good question. And we had the same question as well. But there were very detailed drawings and very detailed special provisions, and we called and talked to the little bidder and confirmed exactly you know, what they were getting into on our expectations, and they confirmed with us they knew exactly what they were getting into, and that was their price, and they had no qualms or concerns about moving forward.
I mean, I like a
little
bidder, but when it's that
little
bidder compared to everybody else.
Correct, and we had the same concern, just to point out, and they reassured us.
Thank you. Am I the only one who thought that?
Well, no. We had the same conversation about painting bids, and yeah. I think we've learned from our mistakes. On this, I mean, if Brad followed up, his tone alone makes me intimidated, so I think we probably got a pretty good answer, but yeah, I'm just as leery of the low bidder as I am the high bidder now, so.
But I'll just say that we've had, you know, several contracts with S&K. They've done fine quality work. We worked with them not only in Yorkville, but other communities, and they've given the funds to, you know, any cause or concern. And like I said, we did follow up and double check with them to make sure.
Any other comments or questions? Yes.
How often are we going to be replacing or dealing with the Sand Cove bottom? Because, you know, it's a river, it's the same. How often are we going to be replacing the sand down there to keep it in a condition that we actually designed to?
That's a very good question. It probably depends on a lot of factors, such as flooding and what they do. So that's, I don't have an answer for you on that point.
So that could be just an ongoing maintenance or replacement of the
Sure. Same. Okay. Anything else? Roll call, please.
Cook.
Aye.
Clocher.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Tarullis.
Aye.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Moncastle.
Aye.
Leschewski.
Aye.
Hernandez.
I will entertain a motion to approve an amended Riverfront Park Improvements Professional Services Agreement for Design, Construction, Engineering, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions? Yes, sir.
Forgive me for sounding unprofessional, but this kind of sucks, Brad. It's all about it. I agree with it, but
just for his defense, some of this is because of the state suspending the grants, and now that we have two grants going at the same time.
All the way to this late, like, I get the whole timeline, it's just, this is what it is. Okay, well, we're not doing that anymore. Okay, here's what it now is. Just, like, from a standpoint of, I just had this happen, like, with my cars, so it's like, oh, this is what it is, and I don't need it right now, and I go back, oh, it's almost twice the price. Like, it's just an observation. I totally get it, but.
It's probably better than the state.
Yeah. I'm doing that currently. So thank you.
Yes, sir.
One of the comments in the memo is there were design changes that appear due to poor soils. We were significantly through the process of final engineering documents for this. Had soil borings not been done at that time, is that part of the reason for the change to where we have additional engineering on that one? Or can you clarify that?
Sure. Yes. Yeah, there was one soil boring that was initially done. I thought it was going to be enough, but it turned out that wasn't the case. We had to do another one because there was some additional concerns. So there had to be some modifications to the design based on that information. And our subcontractor, our structural engineer, ran into some additional changes associated with that.
And was the additional boring or additional borings, were those done prior to the freeze or after the freeze?
Post freeze.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Clocher.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Tarullis.
Aye.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Leschewski.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Next, I'll entertain a motion to approve a resolution approving the license extension agreement with Ginger and Salt Inc., 131 East Hydraulic Avenue, Unit C, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call.
Traders?
Aye.
Turles?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
I'm sorry, aye.
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Cook?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, before we leave the mayor's report, I do have some good news to share with everybody. So we wrapped up the special census at the end of July. We had very good participation from residents, and we counted more homes than expected. Preliminary estimates for the subdivision we counted were around 3,700 people. We thought there would be about 1,300 new residents. The census takers ended up counting around 4,400 people, which means we have closer to 2,000 new residents. So our population is likely to be almost 19,000 people. So we should see an additional $250,000 over our original revenue estimates over the next 3.5 years. We won't know the official population for another 90 days while the census finalizes everything from the count, but we're optimistic final numbers will be close to the preliminary numbers. Thank you to everyone in Norfolk for cooperating with the census takers. This is one way we're trying to fund needed projects without having to use Yorkville taxpayer money. So our current population is 16,921. We expected our population to be about 18,000. So our new projection is about $19,000. The state gives us $150 in taxes for each new resident. So we have a potential for $910,000 in total new revenue, between now and 2020 census. So it's higher than expected, and these numbers offset the loss in the LGDF from the state budget deal, which will be about $160,000 a year. So, good news. We have no committee reports this evening. Nothing from Park Board, Planning and Zoning Commission, no city council report. Anything from the city clerk?
No report.
Any community and liaison reports?
The AACDB board meeting was hosted out at Raging Waves this past month, so we were able to kind of showcase the facility. It was a great opportunity to have elected officials and other representatives from different organizations who sit before come out and actually see the facility, walk through the tour. And, you know, through some of our discussions, we talked about some of the plans, the land acquisition that the water park is down, and some of their expansion plans over the next couple of years. You know, next year, a couple of new water slides, smaller expansion of kiddie zone, and then some larger scale expansions over the next 5 years into the 20 acres that we acquire. So over the next couple of years, we can see some improvements in expansion.
So the board members wear swim suits and didn't enjoy any rides?
We did not have the opportunity to do that.
Do we have any staff reports?
No reports.
Any additional business? If not, I will entertain a motion to go into a lengthy executive session for litigation, employment compensation of employees, and for collective negotiating matters.
So moved.
Second. Hold on, we need roll call or voice vote?
Roll call.
Roll call, please.
Turles?
Aye.
Leschewski? Colosimo?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right, there will be no action taken after the executive session.
So,